Well, our reporter Chen Leo is at the Vincent Resident apartment block in Auckland CBD and joins us now. Leo, the apartment complex itself, give us a description of what it's like. What's happening down there at the moment?
Yeah, so the woman lives in Vincent Residence block of 171 apartments with a shared pool, gym and courtyard, including rentals and Airbnbs. Many residents of the apartment building were unaware when they returned home yesterday. Some were unhappy about the lack of information.
What is the scene down there at the moment? Is it pretty quiet? Is there any sign of testing stations and public messages and that sort of thing?
No, it's been very, very quiet. There's barely people walking past, and I can't see any sign here or testing centre. But there is a police car parked close by. I've chatted it to the officer briefly. He said he has stayed here overnight and it's been all quiet and the police car is still here.
Just give people a bit more of a sense of the area. There are a lot of apartment buildings in that area. It is reasonably densely populated.
Yeah, I would reckon, because along the Vincent Street, on both sides, there are high-rise apartment buildings, perhaps with hundreds of apartments. Occasionally, now people start to start walking along, but very occasionally. Probably it's because it's still early hours in the morning.
And right next, as we know, next door to a managed isolation facility. How close is that?
It's probably about 50 metres away. It's right next to each other, the Grand Millennium Hotel.
Sure. Now, what about just Auckland CBD in general? You've been there, it's early days, but are you seeing signs of reduced traffic and not many people around?
Not many people around at this stage. Perhaps it's still early in the morning, but we can see later on what's going to happen.
And any signs of health officials, I mean, are there any sort of QR code signs that look like they've been put up? Any evidence, I guess, of an increased presence?
Not as what I can see at this stage. But people are wearing masks, some of them.
Leo, thank you very much for that. That is Chen Leo, our reporter there.